to everyone. Just remind you again that we request that you don't park on the south side of 17th Avenue. We're trying to leave that free for our neighbors. So if you just park on the north side or on 16th somewhere, that would be good.
所以我们还是提醒一下大家，就是十七街我们背后的教会背后的这个十七街的南面呢，我们留给邻居停车啊，我们只停在十七街的北面，或者十六街，或者其他的街都行。
I'm not sure what other announcements we should have. Maybe we should say that we hope to carry on our Tuesday classes through the summer.
那我们可能周二的课呢，会在夏天的时候会继续。
We realize that many are going to be going away and won't be able to be here, but some of us will be able to be here.
因为我们意识到很多人会回中国啊，但是还是会有一些人会留下来。
And when you come back, we'll still be going. So come on back. Lord willing, that's right.
当你回来的时候，我们还是会继续。欢迎大家都回来。
Okay, anything else special for today?
今天有没有什么特别的事情吗？
Very good. Well, let's have a word of prayer and then we'll get started.
那我们一起来做个祷告就开始了。
Lord, we're very thankful for each one who's here today.
主啊，我们要非常的感恩今天能来的每一位。
And Lord, you know that we have come in order to learn from the Holy Spirit the truths about the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们今天来是要借着圣灵的教导来学习耶稣基督的真理。
And we pray that you will teach us what we know, need to know.
我们的祷告是求您教导我们当知的道理。
Our objective is to please God, to glorify God in our lives, and to live according to the plan that He had when He made us.
我们的目的是活出地上当神造我们时候应该有的生命，以荣耀他的名。
So teach us today, we pray, and cause us to walk in Your ways. And we give thanks in Jesus' name.
今天教导我们，也带领我们走当行的路，祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, we were in Acts chapter 7 last time we were together. Acts chapter 7.
上一次我们停在了《使徒行传》的七章。
And we studied the teaching of this very great man, Stephen.
我们在教导这个特别好的这个神属神的人叫斯提凡。
You'll remember that he was an outstanding man. We read about him first as he made sure that all the widows were treated equally in the city of Jerusalem.
他是用来他是在当时做执事的，以保证当时教会的这些寡妇啊需要帮助的人呢能够得到公平的对待。
And then God was with him and he became a very powerful preacher convicting people of their sin.
但是因为神的灵与他同在，他就成为一个特别大能有力量的传道人，来证实向当时的犹太人证明我们人是罪人
了。And his conviction was so great that they decided they had to stop him, so they brought him before their council and they asked him to give an explanation as to what he was doing.
所以至于呢，他的讲道如此的有力量呢，人们就把他带到公会面前啊，让他来解释他说的这个到底是什么。
And you'll remember that he preached to them the sermon, the summary of which is verse 51.
我们都记得这一个长篇的讲道的一个总结就是五十一节了。
So maybe we could read verse 51 in Chinese and then we'll read it again in English.
那七章啊，使徒行传七章五十一节，你们这应着景象心与耳未受割礼的人，常时抗拒圣灵，你们的祖宗怎样，你们也怎样。
All right, and did we read 52 as well?
哪一个先知不是你们祖宗逼迫呢？他们也把预先传说那义者要来的人杀了，如今你们又把那义者卖了，杀了。
All right, let's read it in English. You stiff-necked people with uncircumcised hearts and ears, you are just like your fathers. You always resist the Holy Spirit. Was there ever a prophet your fathers did not persecute? They even killed those who predicted the coming of the Righteous One. And now you have betrayed and murdered him. Okay, so his sermon was very, very strong.
他的讲道非常非常的有力量。
And he pointed out clearly that just like their fathers, they had resisted the truths of God.
他也向当时的犹太人指出来，就像他们的祖先一样，他们也同样拒绝了神。
Now, that's pretty much indicative of all of us, isn't it?
这其实就在讲我们每一个人，对不对？
It's easier, more natural for us to resist the leading of the Spirit of God than to follow it.
所以我们的本性呢，更是愿意抵挡神的圣灵的带领，而不是顺服他。
Most people resist for a long time.
很多人是这样的抵挡很长的时间。
I heard a man on the radio the other day. He said that he heard about the truth of God, but he resisted it for 10 years.
那我就听过一个人说啊，他说他在听神的道呢，听了十年，但是他也一直抵挡。
He said he resisted it not because there was no evidence for it.
他抵挡的并不是因为没有证据证明是真的。
He actually resisted it because he didn't want the consequences of accepting the truth of God.
他抵挡是因为他不愿意接受那接受基督以后那样的后果啊，那样的结果。
Other people are different, and Norma and I had an aunt, and when the first time she heard the truth of God, she said, "Yes, that's what I want." She got saved the first time she heard the gospel.
那诺玛和我们有个婶婶啊，那他第一次听见，他就说我要啊，这个道理我要。
But most people resist.
那很多人还是拒绝的。
The question is, how long can you resist?
那问题是呢，你能拒绝多久呢？
And so here you have these people in Jerusalem.And they resisted like their fathers resisted to the point of killing the Lord Jesus.
那他们这里的犹太人呢，在当时在耶路撒冷，那他们就像他们的父辈一样，也拒绝，以至于杀了耶稣。
And so Stephen pointed his finger and said, "Listen, you have resisted. You've resisted just like your fathers. You're wrong."
所以斯蒂凡就像用指头戳着他们的心一样，那你们就是在一直抵挡，就像你们的和祖宗一样一直抵挡。
All right, so we're going to read the next verses now, see what happened.
我们读下一节看看发生什么。
Maybe someone, you can read 54 through 56.
所以先帮我们 中文读54到56。
众人听见这话就极其恼怒，向斯蒂凡咬牙切齿，但斯提凡被圣灵充满，定睛望天，看见神的荣耀，又看见耶稣站在神的右边，就说：我看见天开了，人子站在神的右边。
Yeah.
Okay, so you read 54 through 56?
Yeah.
Good, let's read it together. When they heard this, they were furious and gnashed with their teeth at him. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit,looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Look, he said, I see heaven open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. All right, so Stephen, they heard it and they were very angry. Stephen heard their anger, looked up, and he saw Jesus, and basically he said, listen, Jesus is with me. You've been fighting, but Jesus is on our side.
所以，当众人听见他这话很恼怒的时候呢，斯提凡却抬头望天，他看见耶稣往天开了，耶稣站在那，所以他实际上是告诉那些听众呢，是耶稣是跟我在一起，神跟我在一起的，这个使众人更加恼怒。
So when he said, I can see heaven open, I can see Jesus, he's standing on God's right hand.
他说我看天开了，我看见耶稣就站在父神的右边。
And that made the people even angrier.
那让这些当时的人更加生气。
So verse 57 and 58 in Chinese, please.
57到58节。谁帮我们中文读一下？
众人大声喊叫，捂着耳朵，齐心涌上前去，把他推到城外，用石头打他。做见证的人把衣裳放在一个少年人捏在草垛的前脚前。
At this, they covered their ears and yelling at the top of their voices, they all rushed at him, dragging him out of the city and began to stone him. Meanwhile, the witnesses laid their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul. So these people said, we've heard enough. We don't want this man. And so they did to Stephen exactly what their fathers had done to the prophets. And they did to Stephen exactly what they did to the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他们的捂着耳朵说我们不要听不要听。那他们就对斯蒂凡做的呢就和他们的祖先对待先知一样也和他们刚刚的 那个过去的 那一周对待耶稣那样。
All right. So they basically said, Stephen, you are wrong, but they continued to resist the Holy Spirit of God.
他们就对斯蒂凡说你是错的、但是呢、同时呢他们也是在很深的抵挡神。
And their very actions proved that everything Stephen had preached was right.
所有这些的行为啊，恰恰证明斯蒂凡所讲的道就是真的。
So, I've often found it very difficult to understand why people resist the truth of God.
我经常很难去理解人为什么会拒绝神的道。
And I don't find that they come up with really compelling answers.
我看不见有人说拒绝神的道，他能给出一个。
But I do find many people who basically get angry when I tell them because they don't want to hear it.
但我真的经常碰到，当我把这样神的道告诉别人的时候，别人很生气，他不愿意听。
So these people didn't say, Stephen, we know you're wrong. They simply said, Stephen, we're going to kill you.
所以这些人呢，并不是说呢，在道理上，他跟斯蒂凡说，我们知道你说错了，他们其实就在说呢，我要杀了你。
All right, verses 59 and 60 then.
59到60节。
他们正用石头打的时候，斯提凡呼吁主说，求主耶稣接收我的灵魂，又跪下大声喊着说，主啊，不要将这罪归于他们。说了这话，就睡了。
All right, while they were stoning him, Stephen prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he fell on his knees and cried out, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. And Saul was there giving approval to his death. Now, is that the normal thing for people to say when they're dying or being killed?
就斯蒂凡的跪下的时候大声喊的这个话，是不是正常的一个人当他要死的时候或者被杀的时候会说的话呢？
No, I don't think so. He said, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.
他说耶稣啊，求接收我的灵魂。
These people didn't believe the Lord Jesus. They didn't want the Lord Jesus.
因为这些人他不相信耶稣基督，所以他们也不要耶稣。
Stephen said, Lord Jesus, would you please receive my spirit?
所以斯蒂凡说呢，主耶稣啊，求你接收我的灵魂。
I've told you before, I'm going to tell you again too, but when Christians die, they die differently than non-Christian people.
我以前跟大家也分享过啊，就是基督徒死的时候，他和不信的人的 死的时候是不一样的。
They die at peace. They die with joy and hope.
因为他们是在平安里走死的哈，然后是满怀着喜乐和盼望死的。
And so Norma and I have an uncle.
Norma 跟我有个我们有个叔叔。
And he was with his sister when she was dying.
然后他和他姐姐啊。在一起，当他姐姐要过世的时候。
And she came very, very close to death, and then she turned to him and she spoke to him.
然后当他姐姐就快要死的时候呢，他就转向，他弟弟啊，就开始跟他说话。
And this is what she said.
这是他说的。
She said, John, if you could hear the music that I hear now.You would come with me. And she died.
那他说 John 啊，就是他弟弟的名字啊。他说 John 啊，你要是能听见我现在听到的音乐啊，你一定愿意跟我一起走的。然后他就走。
Frank Campa was here on Sunday night. We were talking about something like this. He said that he was.With some, I'm not sure who it was, a man he knew who was dying.
就是 Frank, 周日的时候跟我讲了一个他认识的人。
He had been a very, very wicked man.
他以前呢，这个人是个非常非常败坏的人。
He was dying.
他要死了。
And he said as he was dying, he said to his wife, the devil's coming for me.
他跟他的他快死的时候跟他妻子说，他说这个魔鬼要来找我了。
His wife said, "No, no, no, don't worry about that."
他妻子说，不不不，你别瞎想啊，不用担心。
He said, "It's true, the devils are coming for me."
他说是真的，魔鬼来找我了。
And he was trembling.
他就很一直在颤抖。
And he died.
死了。
How are we going to die?
我们要怎么样去死呢？
The Bible says, after death comes the judgment.
圣经说呢，人人都有一死啊，死后且有审判。
And so if we're afraid of the judgment, we're not going to be happy to die.
如果我们对于审判有畏惧呢，我们肯定不希望死。
But what would you feel if the judge had already told you, don't worry, you're not going to be condemned, you're going to bebe blessed and not cursed. What would you think?
如果你想这样怎么样？如果法官已经告诉你，你不用担心这审判，你已经讲，而且呢，你会得着祝福，你会觉得怎么样？
Sometimes you even know the judge.
有的时候你甚至认识这个法官啊。
And when I was a little boy, I was playing baseball on the street.
我小孩子的时候啊，我在街上会打棒球。
I was about 2 years older than Jesse.
那个时候我比 Jesse 大概再大个两岁的样子。
I was playing baseball with a really, really heavy baseball.
一个很重的那个棒球啊。
And I hit the ball high into the air on the street. And the ball came down right on the windshield of a car that was parked there.
然后我一下呢把这个球打得很高很高，然后落下来了，这个球正好落在车子挡风玻璃上。
And I smashed the windshield.
然后呢，我把这玻璃给打碎了。
And there's no way that that man could drive that car.
那这个人就没办法再开这辆车了。
So anyway, how do you feel?
你会感觉怎么样呢？
And the answer is, I didn't feel bad at all.
我肯定是一点感觉都不好啊，非常糟糕。
Because the car belonged to my uncle.
我没有感觉不好啊。
Okay.
因为这个
my uncle was a really big man.
我没有感觉不好，因为这个车是我叔叔的车。
But he had a heart of love.
我叔叔是个非常个子高大的，很高大的人，但是他的心非常有爱。
So I went to the door, I knocked on his door.
然后我就去敲他家的门了。
And I said, Uncle Angus, I just smashed your windshield.
然后我说，Angus 叔叔啊，我不好意思，我刚把你的玻璃打碎了，汽车玻璃。
And he said, that's okay, Harold.
他说没关系啊。
Okay, when you know the judge, makes all the difference, doesn't it?
如果你知道认识这个法官啊，这个是会不一样，对不对？
Stephen saw the Savior when he was dying.
斯蒂凡是看见了救主啊，当他死的时候。
Okay, and the stones were coming, and those stones hurt when they hit him.
所以石头啊，那个时候是正打过来，因为他们正用石头打死他。
And this is what he said. He said, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them."
接着他又喊着说呢，主啊，不要将这罪归于他们。
Is that what most people say when they're being killed?
人死的时候，被杀的时候，会说这个话吗？
Most people would say, "Lord, you saw what he did. You get him."
我们正常会说这个，说主啊，你看见他都干了些什么，你要惩罚他。
So the wonderful thing is that God gives His people a new heart, a different kind of heart.
非常美好的是呢，神给了他的孩子一个新的心啊，完全不同的心。
And so instead of being filled with anger at these desperately wicked people, he loved them and he loved them as he was dying.
相反的，他没有有一颗对着这些极端邪恶的人的一颗仇恨的心呢。相反，他还是原谅他们，爱他们，即便他在死的时候。
This is similar to what the Lord Jesus said when he was dying, isn't it?
所以这个是非常像和耶稣基督在十字架上要死的时候说的话是很像的。
Lord, he said, "Forgive them. They don't know what they're doing."
耶稣在十字架上将死的时候，他就跟父神祷告，他说：“父啊，求你饶恕他们。”就指着底下钉死他的那些兵丁，说他们所做的，他们不知道。
So Stephen died in a very victorious way.
所以斯蒂凡啊是以一个非常胜利的方式死的啊。
He lived a victorious life.
然后他是活出了一个胜利的，主神的胜利。
And he died a victorious death.
他也同样有一个胜利的死亡。
So we had a man here at the chapel years ago. He was a good man.
我们教会有一些年前有个人在这儿，他人很好。
He was actually here so long ago. He built part of this building.
他在这时间很早很早，以至于他其实参与了这个教会这个建筑的这个工程。
I'm not sure how much, but at least he put the windows in upstairs.
至少他楼上的那个玻璃什么都是他安的。
And when he died many years later.They wrote this little line about him.
当他死了以后啊，就是一些年以后，他死的时候，大家给他写了这些话。
His family wrote it, and they said.
就他的家人写的这些话。
Papa taught us how to live.
说爸爸教导我们啊，如何生活。
And then he taught us how to die.
然后呢，他教导我们如何去死。
That's important, isn't it?
这是非常重要。
That's what parents should do. The older people have got to teach the younger people how to live, and they've got to teach them how to die.
所以呢，年长的人他要教导年轻人呢，不但要教导他们怎么活，也要教导他们怎么死。
And so Stephen taught these people how to live. They said, "No, we'll kill you." Then Stephen said, "All right, but at least I can teach you how to die." And so when he died, he taught them how to die.
所以斯蒂凡在这呢，本来要教导他们。该如何活了？他一篇很好的讲道，但他们 不需要，他们拒绝他，他们要杀死他。那斯蒂凡说：“那好，我再教导你们怎么去有一个好的死亡。”
And then the summary statement is: when he had said this, he fell asleep.
那最后呢，就说呢，当他说了这话，就睡了。
Why did the Bible say he fell asleep?
为什么圣经说他睡了
？Did he die?
他没死吗？
Yeah, he died.
他死了。
Why didn't the Bible say he died?
为什么圣经不说他死了呢？
This is God's promise.
God's promise is that people who know the Lord Jesus Christ and die will rise again.
因为神的应许是，那接受耶稣基督的人，他们在地上死的时候，他们就会再复活。
And so it's just like going to sleep.
这就像睡觉了一样，睡了一觉。
All right. So the Christian dies. What's going to happen to him? He'll get up later on. He's going to get up.
所以基督徒死了呢，之后会复活的。
And I'm going to tell you Norma's story now.
我要告诉你们一个 Norma 的故事。
She doesn't get to tell me what to tell you. I tell.
我来告诉你们，她没有告诉你们。
So she went to the hospital to visit her husband who was very sick.
她去医院啊，去拜访她丈夫啊。那时候她丈夫已经病得很重了。
And I was there.
我也在那里。
And it was late at night. We decided we had to go home.
那时候已经很晚了，我们决定回家了。
So she chatted with her husband briefly.
她和她丈夫呢，就简短的聊了一下。
And then she said to him, I will see you in the morning.
她说呢，我们早晨见了。
Okay, I'll see you in the morning. What happened?
你知道发生什么了呢？
Well, as we were getting ready to go to the hospital in the morning, the phone rang, and the nurses said, your husband is dead.
然后我们就早晨准备去医院的时候呢，护士打电话来说呢，她丈夫已经走了。
So the question is, was Norma's comments right or wrong?
那 Norma 的这个话是对还是不对呢？
Were they right or wrong?
Right.
Right. That's right.
是对的哈，是对的。
Right. I'll see him in the morning.
See, the death of the Christian is totally different.
所以基督徒的死啊是完全不同的。
Stephen, what a wonderful man.
斯蒂凡是多么啊伟大的一个人呢。
All right. Well, Stephen preached a sermon. And his sermon was, you are always resisting the Holy Spirit.
斯蒂凡啊就是讲了这个道，他的道呢就是告诉他们你们总是抵挡圣灵的。
But now there's a verse goes way back to the book of Genesis chapter 6 and this is what it says.
那这里有一些经文直接讲回到了创世纪的六章。
God says, my spirit will not always strive with men.
他说我的灵啊不总是和人同在。
And what happened was he said to Noah, build an ark.And you can get into the ark, and I'm going to destroy the whole world with a flood.
所以在那一章里呢，他就告诉挪亚去造一个方舟，而你呢进到方舟里去，你和你家他要开始神要开始审判全地。
So the Bible says that Noah started to preach to all those people.
这时候呢，挪亚就开始和当时的人啊就讲神的道了。
And they said, Noah, why?Are you building that great big boat in the middle of a field?
他们会说呢，挪亚，你为什么要造这么大个船呢？在这个旷野当中啊。
And Noah said, because God is going to send a flood and he's going to destroy this world.
那挪亚会告诉他们啊，说神呢要开始审判全地了，他会毁灭这全地啊，会有一个洪水要来。
And they laughed.
然后他们会嘲笑他，他们就嘲笑他，嘲笑挪亚。
The Lord Jesus said they ate and drank, they married, gave in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark.
那耶稣描述这当时的情形是什么呢？说当时的人，他们又吃又喝。又娶又嫁，直到洪水来把他们都冲走。
They said we don't need to worry. Everything's going to be okay, Noah. Don't get excited.
所以人们会说，哎呀，不要那么紧张了，一切都很好了。挪亚，你不要那么去造这个船了，一切都是好的。
What happened?
发生什么了呢
？When Noah finished the ark, the animals went into the ark.
当挪亚造好这方舟的时候呢，动物进了方舟。
But the people wouldn't go into the ark.
但人却不愿意进这个方舟。
Don't you think it would be rather strange if the people sat there one day and they watched the elephants go up into the ark, and then the giraffes go into the ark, and then the ants go into the ark, and they're all watching, and they're watching all these animals go into. Don't you think they'd pay attention?
你们不觉得很奇怪吗？就是。当这个方舟造好以后啊，在这之前的那七天呢，那动物啊就排着队就进去了，那看见大象走进去，看见长颈鹿走进去，看见蚂蚁走进去，这人看着看着你觉得他完全不注意这些事儿吗
？They just watched. They were resisting the Holy Spirit of God.
他们就是看而已，因为他们心里是拒绝神的圣灵嘛。
All the evidence was there for them.
因为所有的证据已经摆在那给他们看了。
Then God said, Noah, you come into the ark, and he went into the ark, and then God closed the door.
所以挪亚神就跟挪亚说呢，好，那你来到方舟里来。所以神就在挪亚后面呢把门给关上了，把方舟的门。
And all the people thought, wow, Noah's in the ark, and the door is closed.And they went to bed that night, and they got up in the morning.
所以他们那天会说呢，哎呀，挪亚进到方舟里去了。那我们在外面，那他们那天晚上就睡了哈。当他们一早起来的时候
，And they probably looked up to see if it was raining.
他们可能会抬头看有没有雨啊。
And nothing happened.
然后什么也没发生。
And they went to bed the next night.
啊，第二天晚上他们会继续睡。
And they got up in the morning and nothing happened.
然后他们早晨起来发现还是什么没有发生。
You know, I think they started to laugh.
你猜什么？他们一定开始嘲笑啊。
And they said, you know, that Noah really is crazy. He's even locked into that ark now and he can't get out and nothing happened. I think they killed themselves laughing at that crazy Noah.
所以他们一定开始嘲笑了。他们说挪亚自己把自己关在那方舟里了。啊，在多么的这个疯狂啊！他们是非常非常的，就是嘲笑这个挪亚。
And that went on for 7 days.
那这样的时候持续了多久呢？七天，因为挪亚进方舟以后，七天才开始下雨。
And they must have said, "Crazy Noah."
他们一定会说啊，这个疯狂的挪亚。
And then the rain came.
然后雨就来了。
And they tried to get into the ark.
这时候他们想要进方舟。
And they couldn't get in.
就没有机会了。
Do you remember the design of the ark? It was, I think, 450 feet long.
你知道这个方舟啊，有非常非常的大。
75 feet wide.
是四百多英尺宽呐、啊，七十多英尺长。
No windows.
七十多英尺宽。没有窗
okay, you couldn't look out because you see all the people outside were suffering. So God said, I'm not going to put windows in, Noah, so you don't have to see the people drowning.
所以没有窗呢，是因为神不愿意让挪亚看见在外面神审判全地的那样的情形啊。挪亚不需要看见，所以他在里面就好了。
So my question leading up in all this is this.What happened in Jerusalem after this?
那我今天的问题是呢， 在这件事情之后，耶路撒冷发生了什么呢？
Chapter 7 is the longest sermon in the book of Acts.
七章啊，使徒行传七章是整个使徒行传里面最长的一篇讲道。
Stephen preached the wonderful sermon, and all the people said, "We don't want him," and they killed him. What happened in Jerusalem after this?
那斯蒂凡讲了那么好的一篇，这么长的一篇道以后，所有的人都说，那我们不要，我们要杀了他。在这之后呢，耶路撒冷发生了什么？
Bible says no more big sermons in Jerusalem.
那耶路撒冷呢，就再没有大的讲道了。
I don't think they realized this was the last sermon that they were going to hear like this in the city of Jerusalem.
他们也意识到这就是在耶路撒冷城啊最后的一篇讲道。
The story in the book of Acts leaves Jerusalem in the next chapter, goes down to Samaria. It's going to carry on to all other places in the Mediterranean, but no more focus on Jerusalem. Jerusalem had their last chance.They resisted, and God said, "That's fine. I'll go elsewhere."
所以呢，使徒行传的故事记载链呢，到第八章开始呢，你会看见就开始走向撒玛利亚出去了，就不再在耶路撒冷。那人们拒绝呢，神说，那好，那就是最后一次了。神就把这样的道呢传向了其他地方。
And so we were speaking on the Tuesday morning a few weeks ago from Isaiah 55. The verse there says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. What if you go to seek him and he's gone?"
所以我们在五十五篇啊，就是以赛亚书五十五章，我们前几次提到的时候，我们说。有一句经文说呢，当神在还可寻求的时候呢，要寻求他啊。那我们不能够等到神完全找不着的时候，我们再想起来。
And I'm sure there were some people in Jerusalem who said, "You know, I'm going to pay attention to the next really good sermon that there is in Jerusalem."
也许会有人说呢，在那时候的耶路撒冷，那我看看有没有下一篇更好的讲道，我来听一听。
But there was no more Stephen.
但是没有斯蒂凡。
And there was no more message like the message Stephen brought.
也没有像斯蒂凡讲的这样的，有强有力的道。
All right, that's very, very sobering.
这是非常严肃的事情。
What happens next?
那下一步发生了什么呢？
Verse 1 of chapter 8 goes on.
八章的一节。
It says, "On that day,A great persecution broke out against the church in Jerusalem, and all except the apostles were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria."
从这日起啊，耶路撒冷的教会大遭逼迫，除了使徒以外，门徒都分散在犹太和撒玛利亚各处。
So basically, all the Christians left town.
所以呢，基督徒就离开了耶路撒冷。
The apostles were left.But the Christians, the majority of the Christians left.
虽然使徒们还没有都离开，但是门徒们大部分都走了。
All right, verse 4.
第四节。
Those who had been scattered preached the word wherever they went.
那些分散的人往各处去传道。
So the gospel, instead of being focused on Jerusalem, the preachers in Jerusalem basically left Jerusalem. The apostles were still there, but the other preachers left. But they went everywhere they went. They were telling the story.
所以虽然使徒们还没有完全离开，门徒们走的时候呢，他们就把传道的这个中心啊，就从耶路撒冷挪出去了，挪到了其他地方。
All right, someone then can read verses 5 through 8, please.
我们谁帮我们读一下五节到八节？中文，先用中文。
腓力下撒玛利亚城去宣讲基督，众人听见了，又看见腓力所行的神迹，就同心合意地听从他的话，因为有许多人被污鬼附着，那些鬼大声呼叫从他们身上出来，还有许多瘫痪的、瘸腿的都得了医治，在那城里就大有欢喜。
All right, we'll read it together. So those who had, I guess it's verse 5, isn't it?
Yeah,
Philip went down to the city in Samaria and proclaimed the Christ there. When the crowds heard Philip and saw the miraculous signs he did, they all paid close attention to what he said. With shrieks, evil spirits came out of many, and many paralytics and cripples were healed. So there was great joy in that city. All right. Does that make sense to you? That there would be great joy in the city?
这听起来合理啊，在城里有大喜乐。
Yeah, it does. If we had a revival in Vancouver, and if all the people in Vancouver became Christians, and if the paralyzed were able to walk, and if the people who were oppressed by the devil were delivered, do you think Vancouver would be happy?
Yes.
We'd say, listen, it's been marvelous. It's absolutely wonderful.
如果温哥华啊，有个大的属灵的复兴，那也像他们当时一样，大家都能接受基督成为救主，有很多摊子站起来，有很多的这个神迹显出来，你觉得大家是不是会有大的欢喜啊？
Where did it happen?
这个是在哪里发生的？
Happened in Samaria.
是在撒玛利亚发生的。
Why didn't it happen in Jerusalem?
为什么没有在耶路撒冷发生呢？
Because the Jerusalem people said, we don't want Jesus and we don't want Stephen. And God said, all right, if Jerusalem doesn't want it, I'm going to give the blessing to Samaria.
所以正是因为耶路撒冷人说我们不要，我们不要耶稣，我们也不要施利法，所以神说那好吧，那就把这样的道呢给撒玛利亚人。
I don't know when you were a child whether you ever had that disappointing situation where somebody says to you, I will give this to you.
你在孩子的时候有没有这个这样的很失望的情形啊？比如说有个人跟你说我要把这样东西给你。
And you don't take it, but your friend does.
然后你没有拿，但你朋友拿了。
And your friend gets it, and you didn't get it.
啊，你朋友得着了，你没得着。
Oh, you say, that's too bad. I wish I had got it. I just,
你说，哎呀，太可惜了，我早知道我也拿了。
When I was a little boy, there was a preacher here at the chapel one night. He said, I will give 25 cents to a boy who can quote this verse.
然后我在孩子的时候呢，有一个，就在这个教会里啊，有一个讲道人呢，就跟那个我们在当时一些孩子们讲道，他说呢，我要给一个孩子2.5毛钱，如果他能够引用这节经文。
25 cents when I was a boy was, that was worth a lot of money.
我是孩子的时候，2.5毛钱很值钱的。
Okay. So I thought, I wonder if I should do that. And as I was thinking about it, another boy raised his hand, and he quoted the verse, and he got the 25 cents.
当我还在想我要不要去做的时候呢，另外一个孩子已经举手把这事做完了，他拿到了2.5毛了。
Well, I was very disappointed.
然后我就非常失望。
That was Friday night.
那是周五的晚上。
On Saturday, I went shopping with my father.
星期六的时候呢，我跟我父亲就去买东西。
And we used to go shopping on Saturdays downtown.
那我们经常在周六的时候去市区买东西。
And we were probably on Granville Street or Seymour Street, walking along.And who should meet my father on the street but the preacher from the night before?
然后我们就在那个Granville 那条街上啊，就在走的时候，在市区那一段走的时候，就碰到了那天讲到的那个昨天讲到的那个牧者。
And my father said to the preacher, he said, you know, my son was very disappointed that he didn't get that 25 cents last night.
然后我父亲就跟那个讲道人就说了，他说我儿子啊，昨天没拿到那2.5毛啊，特别失望。
And the man said, Harold, do you know that verse?
然后那个人就问，他说 Harold, 你知不知道这节经文呢？
I said, yes, Mr. Wilson, I do, and I quoted the verse to him.
然后我说是的 ，Wilson 先生，我也知道啊，我就把那经文又背了一遍给他听。
And he reached in his pocket and he gave me 25 cents.
然后他就在他口袋里又拿了两毛五块钱给我。
I thought that's a good deal. Thank you very much. Okay.
这个非常好。
But you don't always get that second chance, do you?
但你并不是经常会有这第二次的机会。
And you see, Jerusalem didn't get the second chance.
你会看见耶路撒冷就真的没有得到第二次。
But Samaria got the second chance.
但撒玛利亚得着了。
So, the question would be, why would the blessing of God go to Samaria?
那问题是呢，为什么神的祝福去到了撒玛利亚呢？
And I'm just not sure what all to tell you about Samaria.
我也不知道关于撒玛利亚我该跟大家讲些什么。
Samaria was a, it wasn't really a normal kind of a country.
所以撒玛利亚不是一个正常的意义上的一个国家。
Do you remember the story of the woman, the Samaritan woman at the well in John chapter 4?
你们都记得约翰福音四章里面那个在井边上的那个撒玛利亚妇人的那个故事，对吗？
You remember the Lord Jesus spoke to her one day at the well.
你记得耶稣某一天啊，路过那的时候，就跟这个妇人在井边上有一番对话。
And he impressed her very greatly.
然后呢，他给这个妇人留下非常深刻的印象。
She said to her friends afterwards, "He must be the Christ. He told me everything I ever did."
因为之后呢，这妇人就跟他的镇里的人做见证哈，就是他说他一定是基督了，就是他因为他知道我一切的事。
Do you remember what it was he told her?
你记得他跟他说什么了吗？
He said to her, "Go call your husband."
他就跟这个妇人说，那叫你丈夫来。
She said, "I don't have a husband."
这个妇人说呢，我没有丈夫。
He said, "I know you've had five husbands, and the man you're with right now is not your husband."
耶稣说，是的，你说的对，但是你有五个丈夫，现在跟你在一起这个人也的确不是你丈夫。
Wow,
that's exactly what she said. Who could ever have known that?
然后呢？那个老马说哇哦，然后 Harold 说呢，这就是当时那个妇人的反应，他说这怎么可能，他怎么知道我这些事。
God knows you and God knows me. God knows all about us.
他神知道你啊，也神知道我，神知道我们一切的事。
But there's the story of her five husbands is the story of herself. But the five husbands are a story of Samaria.
那这个故事呢，讲到五个丈夫的故事，是在讲撒玛利亚妇人自己的事。但同时呢，属灵上呢，它也是撒玛利亚这个城，这个国呢，也是这样的一个国啊。
The nation of Samaria had turned away from God, who wanted to be their husband, and they had gone in many other different directions, each one failing the one after the other.
整个撒玛利亚城和撒玛利亚国呢，他们就是也远离了造他们的神了，他们就是去试不同的这个神，不同的偶像，试一个失败，试一个失败啊，就是一个又一个，一个又一个。
It had taken 1,000 years for those five husbands or those five great movements in their history to pass over them, but each of them brought heartache.And sorrow.
在前后的一千年里哈，他们呢有五次的大的作为一个国家大的转向一个假神，五次啊。那当然了，他们抛弃了那个真正他们要他们的这个神了。
In the days of Solomon's son,
但每一次他们都会有一个心碎的时刻。
Rehoboam. They had departed from God and they set up their own.Temple worship.
那从什么时候开始？就从那个所罗门的儿子罗伯安啊开始和他们分裂了之后呢，北国那撒玛利亚呢就开始造了他们自己的圣殿了。
And then 100 or more years after that, they separated from that and they followed the religion of Baal and Jezebel, the daughter of the king. king of Sidon, and they went to a different kind of false religion.
那接着呢，他们就把过了一百多年呢，他们也不要了这个自己的这个圣殿了，他们就跟着谁呢？跟着那巴利。巴利谁带来的呢？就是耶洗别，就西顿的公主啊，嫁给了亚哈王之后带过来。
Down through the next generations, they went after a couple of others until the Assyrians came along.
然后呢，又过了一些时间呢，亚述人来了。
And what happened was that the Assyrians took many of the Jewish people from Samaria to the land of Assyria and brought many of the Assyrian people back to the land of Samaria.
那亚述人把他们统治了之后呢，亚述人就把当地的很多犹太人呢挪到了亚述国去住，又从亚述国挪了很多亚述人到当地来住。
And so the religion that they ended up with was confusion from all of these other religious systems.
所以呢，他们最终得着的这个所谓的宗教呢，就是各种各样的体系混杂在一起的。
And it didn't satisfy any more than that woman's husband satisfied her. She was a broken-hearted woman.
但就像这个井边的妇人是一个心碎的。妇人一样啊，那同样的，整个撒玛利亚城、撒玛利亚人呢，也是这样的历史。
She had believed the lies of five different men and was with number six.
她已经相信了五个丈夫的谎言啊，那现在都是心碎的结果。
And then she met Jesus.
但是她现在遇到了耶稣。
He was number seven.
她是第七个。
And she listened to Jesus. And Jesus can satisfy the heart.
因为他接受了耶稣，他相信了耶稣，因为耶稣是能带给他心里的满足的。
She went back into town.
然后他回到城里。
She told all those people.
他告诉城里的一切的人。
Come.This man told me all about my life, all about my heartaches, all about my sorrows. This man must be the Christ.
他说来呀，这个人啊，讲了一切关乎我的事，我的心，心中的哀伤的事啊，那他一定是，基督，他一定知道。
Then, a few years later, along comes a man by the name of Philip.
然后呢，一些年之后啊，那来了一个人，他叫腓力。
So, what does Philip's name mean?
腓力的名字叫什么？什么意思
？Philip, it's a compound name, and it means a lover of horses.
就是爱马的人。
Okay, phileo, to love, to like, to be fond of.And hippos, horses. Philip, the lover of horses.
这腓力啊 ，Philip， Philip 是一个组合词啊，前面那个词根呢是讲爱，是要爱，后面那个词根是马，就是爱马的那个人。
So if you ever noticed the occupation of God's good men, what were their occupations?
神的仆人啊，他们的这个职业是什么？
What did Abraham do for a living?
亚伯拉罕是靠什么谋生的？
He was a shepherd. He had cattle and sheep.
他有很多的牛羊。
What about David? What was his job?
大卫是怎么谋生的？
He was a shepherd. What about
牧羊人？
What about Moses? What was his job?
摩西是干什么的？是，他也是牧羊人。
What about Moses' wife? What was her job?
摩西的妻子
She was a shepherd.
妻子也是个牧羊人。
Okay. What about Jacob's family when they got down to Egypt? What was their job?
雅各一家来到埃及的时候，他是做什么的？
They were shepherds.
他们是牧羊人。
You read about a man by the name of Job.
那你也知道一个人的名字叫约伯。
What do you know about Job?
约伯是谁啊？你知道
？He had lots of animals.
他有很多的牛羊啊。
He had all kinds of animals. Okay, now what about Peter?
彼得呢
？He liked fish.
他是打鱼的。
And isn't that a little strange? Philip likes horses, and Peter likes fish, And in the Old Testament, they were all shepherds. They like sheep. What's common to all that?
那比方说呢，旧约这些很多人是牧羊的哈，那腓力是爱马的，那个彼得是打鱼的，有什么共同点？
They all had an interest in the animals that God had made.
他们都是对神造的这个动物啊有兴趣。
And then what did God do to them after that?
然后呢，神怎么改变他们呢？在这之后。
He said to them, listen, if you like the animals and you learn to treat the animals properly, then you can look after my sheep, my horses, my fish. You look after them now. And in every case, these leaders were turned to looking after God's animals, which are you and me.
所以神说，那你们如此的喜悦这个照顾这些神造的动物啊，那神说呢，你来照顾我的羊啊，就是我们这些人。所以最终呢，神都把他们变成了从打鱼的牧羊的变成了神的牧者，神的仆人。
And so God came to Philip one day and said, Philip, you like horses, I'm going to teach you to take that same affection and turn it to men and women.
所以神会对腓力说啊，腓力，你这么爱马啊，那我要把你这样的心呢，转过来，那你把这样的爱呢，给到了神的孩子身上。
And so when Philip went down to Samaria, he went down with a heart of love for those Samaritan people.
所以当腓力去到撒玛利亚的时候，他是带着一个什么心去的呢？是对撒玛利亚人。满满的一颗爱心去的。
Jesus loves you and Jesus loves me, and one of the ways we know it is because Jesus' people love us too, and you love one another, which is why we know we love Jesus.
那我们都知道耶稣爱你爱我，那我们看见的知道这个事情的原因是我们看见基督徒会彼此相爱，那当我们看见基督徒彼此相爱的时候，我们就知道神爱我们。
Now the problem is that the Samaritan people weren't really very lovable.
但问题是呢，撒玛利亚人还真不是那么很值得爱啊。
And in particular, the Jewish people, they wouldn't even talk to them. They didn't want to have anything to do with those terrible people.
因为在当时呢，犹太人和撒玛利亚人真的是不说话的哈，就彼此都是回仇的。
The whole thing was very embarrassing.
所以整件事是非常尴尬的，窘迫的。
They were supposed to be Jewish people, these Samaritans.
这些撒玛利亚人呢，按道理应该也算犹太人。
But they were children of, can I use the phrase, illegitimate marriages.
但是他们总是一些这个不是不合法，就是没有和这个旧约的这个要求的那个婚姻呢，他都是通婚下来的这些后代。
Some people are very, very proud of their parents.
有的人会非常自豪他们的父母。
Some people are ashamed of their parents.
有的呢却不是那么自豪。
And so, what do you do if your parents really aren't that wonderful?
那如果你们的父母不是那么的 好和伟大怎么办呢？
And after a while you get almost a complex.
过一阵呢，你就会变得非常的 complex 复杂。
And I've got a friend whose parents weren't very good.
我有个朋友，他的父母不是特别的好啊。
And he is very, very embarrassed.
他非常的窘迫。
He's sensitive to any slur on his community.
然后他在他的社区里啊，他非常的敏感，
对
各种各样的这种事情。
We use in English the phrase an inferiority complex.
那么有一些 inferiority
inferiority complex. Inferior complex because you're good and I'm bad. Okay?
And it
affects the way you think.
对，要影响到他。
Feel so bad about yourself.
对他感觉非常不好啊，对自己。所以。
Some people say, "Oh, if I only could have, if I had so and so for my father, if I lived in that big place, if I had this opportunity, if I could have gone to university."
有人会说，我如果有这样的父母，我如果能去那个学校，我去那个大学，所以他没有的话，他会很自卑。
And so the very name Samaritan.Doesn't mean proud of father and mother.
所以撒玛利亚人这个词、啊、就不是一个特别好的词，就不是意味着他们有很好的父母的意思。
The name Samaritan means guardianship. I'm looked after not by a mother or a father. I'm looked after by the state or by another.Guardian, I don't have the privilege of a good family.
所以撒玛利亚这个词就是监护人啊，就是他不是父母养大的，是监护人养大。
These people felt way down.
所以他们本来心里就很自卑。
And they look into their past and they see problem after problem, shame, distress, trouble.
当他们回望他们的历史的时候，看见一个又一个的麻烦。很多的羞愧，很多的苦难。
And along comes Philip, who loved them more than a man who loves horses.
现在来了腓力哈，他爱这些人远比爱他的原来的马要更多。
Have you ever met anybody who really loves horses?
你们有没有碰到过任何人真的很喜欢马的？
Sometimes they love horses so much that they just it's all horses.They just love the horses.
有的人如此的爱马啊，就是他，他的生命里就都是马的。
I read the story of the horse Justify. Justify?
称义啊 ，horse Justify.
So obviously you're not into horse racing, but Justify just won the Triple Crown in horse racing in the United States in the last couple of weeks.
哦，它是一个赛马的仪式，就像世界杯一样啊，就在美国，它有这么样一个运动啊，然后它这个是它这个运动的一个奖杯，好像是。
The woman who owned the horse was from Greater Vancouver. She was from Langley.
Good.
然后她得着了那个比赛上有个女的，那她。他从兰里去的，就是从这边的这个。
She ultimately moved, I think, to Massachusetts, no, to Kentucky or somewhere to look after the horses. But she said this. She said, "When I was a teenager, I just loved horses. And when I became a woman, I just continued to love horses. My father had horses, and I loved those horses."
然后他说呢，我是女孩子的时候呢。十几岁的时候我就喜欢马啊，现在我大了我就更喜欢马，所以他从这边搬到了那个肯塔基州啊，好像是美国的。
And Philip loved horses, and then he turned that love for horses to the Samaritans, and he loved the Samaritans.
那腓力呢，就是恰恰好呢，也是这样的一个人，但是他把他的爱呢，都转到了神的子民身上。
He did two kinds of miracles. What were the two miracles he did? We read them there.
他做了两类。
What were the two miracles he did?
两类的神迹哈，哪两类的神迹
？Cast out the evil spirits.
Okay, number one, he cast out evil spirits, and number two, he healed the people who couldn't walk.
第一呢，他把巫鬼赶出去哈。第二呢，他医治了那些不能走路的、瘸腿的、瘫痪的。
Okay, what does the Lord Jesus Christ want to do for you and me?
耶稣基督愿意为你和我做什么呢？
He wants to deliver us from the influence of the devil.
他要把我们从魔鬼的影响里带出来。
And he wants us to give us the life so that we can walk and do those things that are right and proper.
他要给我们那样的生命，他不但把我们从这个鬼控制下带出来呢，他要给我们新的生命，让我们能够行。
Those are the two great needs in our world today.
这是今天我们在地上有两个很大的需要。
The devil is leading all kinds of people astray, just like he did in Samaria for 1,000 years.
耶稣，神给了我们今天很多很多的带领，就像他，那一千多年前带领撒玛利亚人一样。
And consequently, the people couldn't walk. That's very good. Okay, so the devil blinded them, the devil led them, and they couldn't walk properly, and Philip said, I love you, I'm going to tell you about Jesus, and we'll get rid of the devil, and you'll be able to walk.
所以，魔鬼附着人的时候呢，人，没有办法走路，也没有办法有行动的能力，所以腓力呢，不但把魔鬼赶出去，还给了人，能力去行动。
Okay, and they were happy, they were filled with joy.
因此之后呢，整个城就都有了喜乐。
And I told you this morning the story about Judge Cohen, and he trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. What happened to him?
那我今天早晨讲了 Cohen 的故事啊，那他接受基督成为救主，发生了什么呢之后？
He had joy, that's what happens.
他有了喜乐。
Trust the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior, and you get joy.
你接受基督成为救主，你就有喜乐了。
All right. Any more on that part of the story? The second part of the story is coming up, but maybe some questions, discussion on that first.
到现在有什么问题吗？我们接着要讲另外一个部分了。
All right. Let's get on to the second part.
那我们来看第二个部分。
We have probably we probably should read verses 9 through 13, then we'll talk about it.
好，我们看九节到十三节哈。有一个人名叫西门，向来在那城里行邪术，妄自尊大，使撒玛利亚的百姓惊奇，不论大小都听从他说。这人就是那称为神的大能者，他们听从他，因他久用邪术使他们惊奇，及至他们信了腓力所传神国的福音和耶稣基督的名，连男带女就受了洗，西门自己也信了，既受了洗，就常与腓力在一处，看见他所行的神迹和大异能，就甚惊奇。
All right, let's try it in English.Now for some time, a man named Simon had practiced sorcery in the city and amazed all the people of Samaria. He boasted that he was someone great, and all the people, both high and low, gave him their attention and explained, "This man is the divine power known as the Great Power."They followed him because he had amazed them for a long time with his magic. But when they believed Philip as he preached the good news of the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Simon himself believed and was baptized, and he followed Philip everywhere.Astonished by the great signs and miracles that he saw. Very good. So now we're introduced to this man, Simon.
我们现在看见了这个人叫西门。
Simon's name means hearing.
西门的意思就是听见了。
And he heard the truth of God.
他听见了神的道。
But the story is going to be a little less than ideal.So I want you to note if there's something that looks a little bit wrong in the story that we read. That's hard to translate.
Yeah, so what do you want to say?
Okay. I'm not sure. Let me repeat it. Simon believed, but Simon didn't necessarily believe the right way.
啊，西门信了哈，但是他并不是按正确的方式信的。
Simon was a false teacher. He was a religious leader who led the people astray.
他是一个假教师哈，他把人带歪了，在他信之前。
So my question is, when did he believe? Read that and say when he. Tell me when he believed.
你们读了这一段呢，你来告诉我们西门什么时候信的。
When he saw the miracle.
Okay, and he also believed after the others believed.
他看见了神迹啊，也看见别人信了，他也信了。
I think that his problem was that he liked to be the religious leader, and when all the other people went to follow Philip, he said, "Oh, the people are leaving me." Maybe I've got to believe too.
所以呢，他呢其实一直是宗教的领袖哈，他也喜欢成为这宗教的领袖。所以当他看见大家都去跟随腓力的时候，他说：“哎呀，麻烦了，就我没有人跟着我了。”他说：“最好我也去信这个道。”
So you've got to be careful. You don't want to become a Christian just because some other people did.
所以呢，我们要小心呢，我们自己不要成为基督徒，是因为别人信了，我也信。
And that was Simon, I think, said, if I don't become a Christian, I'm going to lose my power. I'm going to lose the influence that I have on these other people. I think he probably said, and I'm probably going to lose some money.
所以呢，他一定会有一些这样的想法啊，他觉得我要不去呢。这个人肯定不跟从我了，那也因此钱也会少了，所以这个是他信的一个很主要的原因。
All right, someone will read then again 14 through 17, the next few verses.
我们读十四和十七节，谁先用中文帮我们读一下？
使徒在耶路撒冷听见撒玛利亚人领受了神的道，就打发彼得、约翰往他们那里去。两个人到了，就为他们祷告，要叫他们受圣灵，因为圣灵还没有降在他们一个人身上，他们只奉主耶稣的名受了洗，于是使徒按手在他们头上，他们就受了圣灵。
All right, in English then, when the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them. When they arrived,They prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit had not yet come upon any of them. They had simply been baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John placed their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit.Now this was very important, and we're not going to spend much time on it today, but very important, the message of the gospel had been, in the days of the Lord Jesus, only for the Jewish people. But these people were not Jewish, they were Samaritan, and therefore the question was,Could Samaritan people become Christians too?
那这里非常重要哈，这个我们今天不会展开讲。但是在当时呢，的确，耶稣走的时候呢，这些的道呢是给到犹太人的。但是呢，撒玛利亚人他不是完全意义上的犹太人哈，所以圣灵会不会降在撒玛利亚人身上呢？在当时是不确定的哈，不知道的事情。
And this was therefore a big question for the Samaritans.Could they become Christians?
所以会有个大的问题，撒玛利亚人能不能成为基督徒？
And it was a big question for the Jewish people because they didn't like the Samaritans.
也是对犹太人。
So they didn't know whether the Samaritans could become Christians.
所以犹太人也会很怀疑，因为他们不喜欢撒玛利亚人，所以他们也不知道撒玛利亚人是不是也真的能为成为基督徒得救受圣灵。
So Peter and John came down.To see what was happening, and so that they could authenticate what was going on.
所以彼得和约翰来啊，他们就是来认证啊，就来确据，知道哦到底发生了什么在撒玛利亚人呢。
So they laid their hands on the the Samaritan Christians, and they received the Holy Spirit. And it was a big thing, just like we had in Acts chapter 2.
所以他们就把手放在这些撒玛利亚人头上呢，他们也受了圣灵。这个是个很大的事，就像使徒行传二章发生的一样。
And now verses 18 and 19.
十八和十九节。
You can read them if you will.
西门看见使徒按手，便有圣灵赐下，就拿钱给使徒说。把这权柄给我，叫我手按着谁，谁就可以受圣灵。
When Simon saw the Spirit was given at the laying on of the apostles' hands, he offered them money and said, "Give me also this ability, so that everyone
who lays my hands
may receive the Holy Spirit." All right, so. We've had lots of problems in the book of Acts about money.
所以在使徒行传里我们有很多的麻烦是跟钱有关系的。
And there is lots of problem in the church today about money.
今天的教会也有很多的麻烦是跟钱有关系的。
Have you ever heard of a church or a radio program or a television program where somebody says to you, this is how and where you can send the money?
你有没有听见比如说在教会里在收音机里在电视里他可能是在一个人在讲道他讲着说呢这是你怎么样把钱寄给我们的方式
Money is a big problem in the church today like it was in the church 2000 years ago
钱是今天教会啊很大的一个问题所在就像在2000年前一样的
And so this man Simon said, these people laid their hands on somebody else and they had the Holy Spirit. If I had that power, I could lay hands on the people. And so he said, I want that. I want to buy the right to impart the Holy Spirit of God.
他看见啊，那个使徒能够做。这样按手是赐圣灵的这个事情，他说：“哎呀，这个我也要，我这样的话，我能够借着这个能够赚很多钱啊。”
So how much money do you have to pay to become a Christian?
那我来问大家，那你要成为一个基督徒要付多少钱呢
？Okay, how much money do you have to pay to join the church?
你要参加教会，你要付多少钱
？Okay, how much money do you have to pay in order to be a preacher?
那你要成为一个传道人，你要付多少钱呢
？How much money do you get when you're a preacher？
你成为传道人，你会得着多少钱呢
？It's interesting in the book of Acts, in the Bible, in the Gospels, and in the book of Acts, money only plays a bad role.
所以呢，在圣经里啊，尤其在使徒行传里，钱其实是扮演了一个特别糟糕的角色。
The Lord Jesus didn't say, "Do you want to get healed? You come give me some money and I'll heal you."
耶稣有没有说过你想得救吗？给我一点钱呢，我就救你了。
In Acts chapter 2:3, when Peter was speaking to the lame man at the beautiful gate, he said to him, "Silver and gold have I none, but what I have I'll give you. Rise up and walk."
在使徒行传的最一开始彼得行那个神迹在美门呢、啊、那在圣殿的美门门口有一个瞎子在那乞讨啊有个摊子在那乞讨然后呢彼得就跟那摊子说呢我呢因为他在乞讨嘛他说我呢金银我是没有的但是呢我可以奉耶稣基督的名叫你站起来啊他就站起来
The amazing thing is that Peter didn't say him I'll heal say to him I'll heal you if you'll give me some money
彼得没有跟他说呢那我医治你你给我点钱
In spite of the fact that he had healed all kinds of other people he still didn't have any money because the people who had been healed didn't give him money or he gave it away to other people Peter didn't get rich because he was a preacher
彼得从来不会因为他讲道和医病变得有钱了实际上他讲了很多道他更医治了很多人但他还是 我不是富人。
I think this man Simon said, if I'm a preacher, I could get really rich. If I had power to give people the Holy Spirit, I could be rich like I used to be before Philip came to town.
这个西门就在想着，那我如果有得到这个能力呢，那我也可以一样的有钱啊，就像西门啊，就像那个腓力没有来之前，那我控制了很多的撒玛利亚人啊，我可以行巫术啊，那我可以回到那个状态下，我照样变得很有钱。
So I think he probably said, I'll become a Christian because I think I can make more money if I'm a Christian than if I'm not.
所以呢，当他信的时候，他说呢，我要成为一个基督徒，我可以赚更多的钱，因为我成为基督徒能让我比不是基督徒赚的钱多。
So there was a problem in Acts chapter 4, 5. Acts chapter 5.Regarding Ananias and Sapphira, what was their problem all about?
那在使徒行传五章的那个撒菲拉和亚拿尼亚的这个故事里呢，他们俩这对夫妻的问题在什么地方？
It's all about money.
也是在钱上。
It's all about money.
也是在钱上。
Okay, and the gospel, the message of this gospel.Is not all about money. It's all about the Lord Jesus Christ, who says, "Freely have you given, or have you received? Freely give." You just. It's not about money.
那恰恰相反呢，神的福音根本和钱没有关系。那耶稣基督说呢，你们白白的得来什么？得来这福音呢，也要白白的舍去。
Okay, so Simon was wrong. These people became Christians for the right reason, but Simon said, maybe I can make money from the Bible, money from the preaching. No, that's not what it's all about.
这些人，这些神的仆人们呢，他在这免费的传福音，在讲道。西门却说呢，也许我能靠着这个发财，这不是从神来的。
All right, questions and comments on that.
有没有什么问题呢？到现在。
Today is not a very good day for questions.
Always. Clear.
All right, these stories about money in the book of the Acts are here as a warning to us.
所以在使徒行传里这些关于钱的故事其实对我们今天是一个警告。
And we have to say,God's work is far bigger, far more important than money.
我们的要说哈，神的工啊，要远比钱那钱的那点事要大得多，要重要得多。
All right, so verse 20 then, Peter says, "May your money perish with you, because you thought you could buy the gift of God with money."
二十节，彼得说：“你的银子和你一同灭亡吧，因为你想神的恩赐是可以用钱买的。”
Then he says, "Repent of this wickedness, and pray to the Lord. Perhaps He will forgive you for having such a thought in your heart."
你在这道上无份无关，因为你在神面前你的心不正。
He says, "For I have seen that you are full of bitterness and captive to sin."
三节说，我看出你正在苦胆之中，被罪恶捆绑。
How did he get full of bitterness?
为什么他会有在苦胆之中？
He used to be the religious leader. Along comes Philip, and now Philip's the religious leader.
因为他原来是宗教领袖，现在腓力来了，腓力变成这个宗教领袖。
And so.Simon says, "Well, I should really be. I'm the one who should be doing. I'm the big shot around here." And Simon becomes full of bitterness because he's lost his job, he's lost his influence, he's lost his power because he wasn't serving God at all. He was serving the devil. Philip was serving God.
因为他是服侍魔鬼的，他不是服侍神的。腓力是服侍神的，所以他心里呢充满了这个愁苦哈、啊，因为他丢失了自己的地位、影响力和钱财。
And then verse 24 says, "Then Simon answered, 'Pray to the Lord for me so that nothing you have said may happen to me.
西门说愿你们为我求主叫你们所说的没有一样临到我身上。
I think he was humble enough
我觉得他真的
to say I was wrong. You pray. I'm going to pray. I'm going to say, Lord, I was wrong. I got money out of right perspective.
我觉得他还是足够谦卑的啊，他就跟腓力他们说呢，你们为我求主啊，就是我错了。
So do you think that Philip left town with lots of money in his suitcase?
你觉得腓力离开撒玛利亚城的时候，在他的包里有很多钱吗
？I don't think so.
我不觉得是的。
Philip knew that the work of God is not about money.
因为腓力知道啊，神的功课是跟钱没有关系的。
You and I live lives of love. We help people in need. We give money, but we're not running around saying to people, "You give me money."
所以我们是在爱中与人相交的啊。那我们会给别人钱啊，但并不是从来没有是跑来跑去是为了从人那赚钱的。
All right, verse 25. Then when they had testified and proclaimed the word of the Lord, Peter and John returned to Jerusalem, preaching the gospel in many Samaritan villages.
使徒既证明主道，而且传讲，就回耶路撒冷去，一路在撒玛利亚好些村庄传扬福音。
All right, so that's the story of Philip at Samaria.
这就是腓力在撒玛利亚的整个的故事，两个部分。
It's a wonderful story.
非常美好。
So many of these Samaritans became Christians because of the message that Philip preached, because of the message that the woman preached in the days of the Lord Jesus before that.
很多的撒玛利亚人都信主了啊，不但因为腓力在当时传的道，也因为那个妇女在耶稣时代啊，那时候耶稣已经上十字架了。那在耶稣时代，在撒玛利亚井边碰见的那个妇女所做的见证。
All right, well, our time is gone today, so let's pray and thank the Lord for His goodness.
我们今天的时间到了，我们来做祷告。
Lord, we do want to thank you for the grace of God that came to that Samaritan city that day.
主啊，我们真的为你为当时的神的恩典给到这些撒玛利亚人。献上感谢。
And Lord, we would like to see that repeated in our day.
因为我们也盼望这样的恩典在今天我们的时代继续。
And Lord, we pray in particular that many right here at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel will receive the truth of God as they did in Samaria, that we might be filled with joy as well.
我们也盼望今天来到十六节教会，真的能够接受基督成为他们的救主。然后以至于我们的心里充满了喜乐。
Lord, help us to be like the Samaritan woman and also like Philip.
也盼望您让我们像那撒玛利亚的妇人，也像腓力那样。
Help us to tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ.
也帮助我们告诉别人关乎耶稣基督的道理。
And Lord, we pray that you will deliver us from being blinded or sidetracked by money as Simon was.
也求您带领我们从被钱财的捆绑中和歪路中带回来。
We pray that you will guide us regarding our money, but Lord, may we not think that we can buy the blessing of God with a little bit of money.
也求您在我们关乎钱财的事上带领我们。也让我们不会认为神的道是可以用钱财买的。
So Lord, we thank you and we just pray that many will find the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior here, just as they did in the days of Samaria and Philip.
我们也盼望今天人也一样可以像撒玛利亚人一样接受基督成为他们的救主。
Bless each of us, Lord, we pray, especially those of our number who are going to be going back to China over the next few weeks.
祝福我们今天的每一位，尤其是那一些在未来的几周要回国的。
May they, as they go, Lord, take the message of the gospel with them in order that many in China will hear and trust the Lord as well.
也盼望他们把神的福音带回国，带给他们的亲人，让他们在国内的亲人也能够接受基督成为救主。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.